The importance of self-education. You should never trust anyone to teach you, because a lot of people only give you what makes you more useful to them. Teachers give you just enough for it to feel hard on tests, but it's all mixed up and out of sequence and context. Did you notice how wrong subject divisions are? The words math class should make a school lose its accreditation. You can have a programming class, a screensaver class, 3D modeling and printing class, procedural 3D modeling class, 2D game programming class, or my favorite, generative art class. All of these classes would actually make you understand mathematics, and you would love it. The day you programmed your first simulation in relativity class and saw how slow light was, would change you forever, would make you miss those days for as long as you live. The day you put your first pixel in Earth's, or better yet, the moon's orbit, would make you stop worrying about poverty and start dreaming about the stars. You would learn to hate memorization so much that you would reject it on principle, always surrounding yourselves with books and manuals. And you should never learn math before receiving your intellectual inheritance from all the world's greatest thinkers, held in high regard by all the clear-thinking intellectuals. Today, your teacher's motive is just to keep you passing state tests so that they can get paid and put food on their table. Your teachers, too, have been betrayed. They are so uneducated that they don't even know what effective education is. Standardized education as a whole is like rubble that crushes your personal curiosities and interests. There is so much betrayal in this once beautiful idea of public schools that you need to begin your self-education immediately. And this would be easy if you weren't also stressed out and frightened. The stress and fright, in case you haven't noticed, is the conveyor belt of threats, ridicule, and punishment, which is to say, being threatened to be held back, being laughed at or called stupid, having a low GPA and no prospects for the future, or not getting a worthless diploma and then dying in the streets of hunger. But for all these layers of betrayal and trickery, there are also swaths of lifelong regrets, sometimes mind-shattering. And all of these are rooted in decision-making under the mind-warping sludge of fake or ineffective education. If we had real education, bullying would never lead to tragedy. Police would be called, and the bullies, and hopefully their parents, would be put on the really short bus. If we had real education, there would be no midlife crisis, and no old people constantly bitching about life being all too short. Fake education, or ineffective education, or learning useless and disconnected things out of context when you should be learning about life and knowledge and wisdom and greatness, is a betrayal so vile that it can only be perpetrated by people who have no real education, who just don't know what they are doing. No one could handle the evil that is tricking you into ineffective education. Had your teachers known or could understand, they would all beg you for forgiveness. You can't even make accusations to start your journey. All you can do is to begin your self-education immediately, right now. Start at the library so that you don't have to pay for what is already yours. No one should tell you which books to read, but I'll break the rule to get you started with some pleasant titles. Start with Giants of Philosophy, narrated by Charlton Heston. And when you are ready for more philosophy, listen to Story of Philosophy by Will Durant. For natural philosophy, or science, listen to A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, and then Death by Black Hole and Other Cosmic Quandaries by Neil deGrasse Tyson, and maybe Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan. And if you like adventure, or just need to really decompress, listen to A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson, and maybe consider walking the AT yourself. Like Mr. Sagan says, we are a young civilization. But know this, and without a doubt, our growing up demands real and effective education. Make no mistake, in the absence of teachers, you must become a teacher.